Essex. We're talking to the Essex Police Foreign Crime Commissioner, Roger Hurst. Already heard his views on the money that is being given by the government to help Essex Police anti-Semitism in the county. Around 18 extra officers at the cost of over £5 million over the next 3 years. He also chatted to me about a survey which you can currently take part in on what you want from a police force and whether police forces should be regionalised. So instead of having Essex Police, we'd have a regional police force. This is something he disagrees with.
We need all the resources we can have. But I don't think it's quite the same as what we're looking at here in terms of protection for entire communities. It is, I think, a reasonable expectation that is part of what all police services across the country have to do, and certainly Essex Police has to do.
And finally, there is a survey currently going on that people in Essex might not be familiar with, Roger, regarding whether there will be changes to the structure of policing in England and Wales. And actually, Essex residents haven't got long to have their say on that, have they? So just want to tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, I'd really welcome. Thank you for the opportunity. The government has put out a white paper on police reform. As part of that, there is a review happening right now of the shape and size of police services. That is looking, certainly as one option, is regionalisation of policing. So going from the current structure where you've got police forces like Essex Police of that sort of size to one where you'd have a regional police force covering the whole of the east of England. From my perspective, all crime is local and policing needs to be local. And we just need to make sure that we can actually deal with the issues that are important to Essex, rather than necessarily being diverted by bigger cities like Norwich and Cambridge across the piece. So we have a survey out at the moment. It only goes on until next week, so I'd be really keen if our listeners would go to the Essex PFCC website, so that's essex.pfcc.police.uk, click on it and fill it out. You've got till Wednesday next week, please, to let us know what you think is the right direction to go in terms of police reform and reshaping of policing across the country, and particularly here in Essex.
But I'm hinting from what you're saying, Roger, there's a bit of concern in your part that this may be a step too far, and you think Essex should have its own separate force in the future.
Oh, I'm very concerned that a bigger force won't necessarily be a better force. I mean, I look at the government's proposals for reform and think, yes, there is a need for reform in police in England, but actually that need for reform in terms of the levels of misconduct, in terms of the horrendous cases that we've seen of police officers, one thinks of Sarah Everard, in London Metropolitan Police. Yeah, and the thing about it is that's by far the biggest. If we need police reform, I think there is a sweet spot size where actually police is accountable to the public because it's close enough to the public, probably about the size of the Essex force. There's the best performance on HMIC FRS's assessments is by forces of roughly the same size as Essex, a bit bigger, a bit smaller, but around this size, and not by a mammoth force looking after 6, 7, 8 million people.
That's Roger Hurst with his views on proposals to regionalise police forces across the